Angling tourism is an important source of income for many rural areas, and this includes people who travel here to fish Atlantic salmon. An important home for salmon is the River Liffey, which begins life in the Wicklow Mountains and then flows through Kildare and Dublin before entering the Irish Sea out through the capital into Dublin Bay. But along the Liffey, there are barriers, and these are stopping the salmon from being able to breed. Angler Mark McAndrews has set up a non-profit called the Liffey Salmon Project, and they've secured public funding from the Electricity Supply Board and Inland Fisheries Ireland, along with private funding from Intel, to try and help the salmon on the Liffey. The work is being done by Alan Sullivan from Rivus Ecological Engineering. Well, I went down during the week to meet Mark in West Dublin, and I began by asking him how salmon numbers are doing in Irish rivers this year.
Definitely this year, by all accounts nationwide, everyone is panicking. Like rivers that should have fish, people aren't even seeing fish anymore. So I think this is the first. We've been told for years that this is going to happen, and this is the first big red flag. Okay, so at the moment we're below the wren's nest weir. We're right in the middle of the strawberry beds here. We're surrounded by city, but there's a few fields either side of us where it's all completely natural. You have a valley. There's a lot of wildlife here. You see buzzards and sparrowhawks and peregrines go. It's like going back in time.
It's so weird to think that we are, I mean, if we kayaked down the Liffey here, within a few minutes we'd be under the Ha'penny Bridge.
Yes, exactly. And this starts right up at Chapel Izzard, which is virtually right in the city centre. And then if you go either side of this, you're in Clondalkin, you're in Liffey Valley. It's all very built up all the way over there. And if you go over this side, you're Castleknock, Blanchardstown. But there's sort of a green strip, a green belt all the way down the Liffey that has been preserved from development. There'll be salmon in that pool right now. Probably small enough a number because of the decline, but there will be salmon in this stretch right now. Most of the salmon will have come in already.
And what are you trying to do here? What's your project?
Our project is to reinstate the spawning gravels that aren't making it down the river. So in a river where that's free-flowing, you would have gravels coming from the Liffey, from the Dublin Mountains, and it would end up in places like this for the salmon to spawn. They build their nest in the gravel, so they dig a nest, and the gravel allows oxygen to get at the eggs. And it has to be done in a certain type of habitat, so it needs to be sort of fast-flowing, low-water, glidy habitat like this, which is very rare on the Liffey. What we found when we looked at this site in particular is that there was an absence of spawning gravel altogether. So what we're doing is we're artificially putting in gravel that would normally flow down a river so that isn't full of barriers.
And why is the gravel not coming down?
So it's been caught behind the weirs, and there's three dams on the Liffey system, and then you've got seven barriers here, and there's a couple above the dam and leaks it. So at the moment, the lower Liffey, which is holding most of the Liffey salmon, 70% of it is impounded by weirs. So 100% of that should be free-flowing, but 70% is dead and lifeless. That's having a major effect. So if we got a couple of barriers out, that would double or triple their spawning sites. Climate change, the water temperatures are heating. The area above the weirs, the water is cooking up there now. So if we're going to keep salmon and trout in our rivers and fight climate change, I think barriers need to be something that has to go.
Why were the weirs put in the first place?
So the weirs were for industrial mills. So this would have been, there would have been a mill here that would have served an industrial function in the Victorian ages. And then when the mill packed up or didn't serve a function, they left the weir behind. It would have had a mill race down the side and would have created hydropower. They were harnessing that power of the river. They didn't understand the effect it was having on the river. So it actually created a barrier for the fish. If you look at the area below the weir, so that's flowing more naturally because it's not backed up. When you look at above the weir, this one does nearly a mile. In that dead sort of water, you don't have trout and salmon spawning. You don't have juvenile trout and salmon. But it's completely unnatural for the Liffey to be like this. The Liffey should be free-flowing.
And the weir itself, can the salmon get up that?
Salmon can get up this with a lot of difficulty. The science actually stresses them out when they're caught below a barrier for a long period of time. But also the main thing is the smolts coming down. They get very nervous at these barriers and they stay here for an artificially long time.
The smolts are young salmon.
Yeah, the smolts are the young salmon. So they get predated upon and they also get stressed. So the smolts in rivers where there's no barriers get out in a couple of days. On the river like the Liffey, where there's a lot of barriers, it could be weeks, and we have dams to contend with. So we're losing smolts all the way down.
Just how precarious is the Atlantic salmon now and the population? I mean, what's your prediction if things don't get better?
No, it's been terrible across the board in say most rivers in Ireland. So the Moy really struggled, the Blackwater, these are rivers that get thousands of salmon. So I think the big hit will be angling tourism in the next few years. We're going to lose millions from visiting anglers coming to fish here. So it's a big loss to the economy if we lose salmon.
We're coming into the start of the flooding season when people understandably get very concerned about their houses flooding, their land flooding. Is there evidence to show the dredging works?
No, I don't think so. There was an experiment done in the Stonyford River where they found that they didn't drain it, and they found that the flooding was similar from when they did dredge it. The risk when we dredge it is effectively you're killing all the life in the river. You're taking the riffle pool glide, you're taking the bends out of the river. You're turning the river, a bit like what the barriers are doing, you're turning the river into a canal. So there's actually a lot of in-stream work now being done by using the same fund we use to try and put features back into rivers to create riffle pool glide.
So if there's no evidence that dredging works, for people who are concerned, what should they be arguing for? What's the best way to mitigate flood risk?
The best way, so there's a project being done on the Dodder at the moment where they're rewilding the upper stretch of the Dodder. They're putting in trees and stuff and they're re-wetting the bog. What will happen then is when it rains, the bog and the trees will hold the water back and release it at a much slower flow. Having riparian zones, so a lot of rivers have lost their riparian zones, all that has an effect on the water. And having little buffer zones between the river and any development or any agriculture, let it be natural, and then we'll have less flooding.
So we've come off the road into a field. This is actually adjoined by the Liffey, and this is where the works are happening. And come down the bank here.
So this is the first site we put the spawning gravel. So if you see the difference in the colour, that's all fresh gravel that was put in.
Ah, there.
Yes,
okay.
You see it.
So underneath the water you can just see like what looks like a kind of cloud of gravel.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's all the new stuff being put in. So there was an absence of that in this stretch. So we should see now in December or January is salmon starting to use that.
I'm sure there is a lot more to it than what I'm about to say, but essentially the diggers come and they pour the gravel all the way along.
Yeah, so it only goes into specific areas. So it's going in the tail of the pool. This is where a pool is ending, and then you have the riffle below, which is the next pool. Alan here, who does it, is very experienced, the Rebus Limited, but they put it in and then he has it in a certain shape so that it's tailing out. So the jumper puts it in and then the track machine will come in and disperse it afterwards in a specific way.
Hi, Alan Sullivan at Rebus Limited.
You're in charge of the works here, putting the gravel in. Presumably on your wish list would be remove the weirs.
Absolutely. The 1958 Fisheries Act states very clearly that if a weir is not being used for the purpose for which it was built, either in the milling of grain or producing power, then it should be removed.
And for people who understandably look at the weir in their local river and feel horrified about the idea that it would be removed, what do you say to them?
I'm being very straight. It isn't about them. You know, this is an emergency. I mean, our biodiversity is diminishing. It's existential. I have never seen a human action designed to make a river better actually work. Never. Not once in my life. In the past, to fix this bank here, people would have dumped a load of rock armour. Rock armour does not absorb energy, but leaves, branches, slow water down. They're like little lightning conductors. The rocks actually create a ball of energy, and the next thing is that the bank starts disappearing below it. I mean, I've seen so many times where a farmer is on a corner of a river, has put in rock armour, and the next corner down on his neighbour's gets obliterated. Then he has to put rock armour in.
The water quality at the Liffey, and particularly in this section, is probably better than it's ever been. So I have video here in the summer where you can't see your hand in front of your face with mayfly and other insects, really. So the criticism of the Liffey back in the 90s was there was a lot of sludge and stuff coming out of the wastewater treatment plants. That's not happening anymore. So it is much cleaner than it has been. And we feel that if we get the substrate in here, you know, the numbers will rebound.
Mark McAndrews from the Liffey Salmon Project with Alan Sullivan there. And